Okay, good to go. The end of this morning's leaning in Parshas Kisisa, the Torah makes the following statement, Perek Lamed Dalad Pasuk Chav Zayin, right at Shvi in this morning's Seder. Vayom Hashem al Moshe, Ksav Lecha Es Hadvarim O'Ela, Ki Al Pi Hadvarim O'Ela, Karati Itcho Bris Ves Yisrael. Hashem tells Moshe, Ksav Lecha, write down these things, because Al Pi Hadvarim O'Ela, based on these things, I am the Karati Tcho Bris Ves Yisrael. I've established a bris with the Jewish people. This is a reference to the Torah, and Rashi comments as Hadvarim Ha'ele, V'lo HaTorah Shai Lichtov Torah Shebal Peh. You're not allowed to write down Torah Shebal Peh. You can only write down these things that I'm telling you, what we call the Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebal Peh can't be written down. So that's the subject of a different shiur, writing down Torah Shebal Peh. But the Gemara in Gittin has both two sides of the coin. The Gemara in Gittin on Daf Samech Amud Beis says the following: Dorash Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nachmoni, Miturgim in the Rishon Lakish. Yehuda Bar Nachmoni, the Miturgim Rishon Lakish, said Ksiv. It says Ksav Lachos Hadvarim Ha'Ela, which implies writing. Ksav Lachos Hadvarim Ha'Ela, Uksiv Ki Alpi Hadvarim Ha'Ela. But then it says Alpi, which is Mashma Alpeh, Bahart, orally. So how could it be? What, which is it? Ksav Lecha, writing it down, or Alpi? Is it written or is it oral? Ha Ketzad. So the Gemara has the famous ruling: Dvarim Shebichsav Iya Torah Shoyle Omran Alpeh. Dvarim Shebalpeh Iya Torah Shoyle Omran Bichsav. From here we learn again in the Gemara in Gittin Daf Samacham and Beis, some that which is written down, Dvarim Shebichsav Iya Torah Shoyle Omran Alpeh. You're not allowed to say them by heart. The Psukim of the Torah, you're not allowed to say by heart. Dvarim Shebalpeh, that which is Torah Shebalpeh Iya Torah Shoyle Omran Bichsav. You can't put them down in writing. That's the Gemara in Gittin Daf Samech Amud Beis. So that'll the topic of the shiur be the first half of that statement, namely Dvarim Shebichsav, that which is written, that which is part Psukim in the Torah, you're not permitted to say Alpeh Dvarim Shebichsav Iya Torah Shoyle Oman Alpeh. That's the point of departure for the discussion. So discussing the Rizita before, the Mishnah in Yuma tells us the following. Some people will call the Mishnah. Mishnah Yuma says on Daf Samech Ches Amud Beis that as part of the Avodas Hayom on Yom HaKippurim, so the Kohen Gadol had to read certain sections from the Torah. In fact, some Achonim link that with the Psukim that they had to read according to some Achonim for Parshas Parah. And the idea of Parshas Parah that we learned this morning being Daraisa may connect to that. But again, that's for another time. So the Mishnah says, the Kohen of the whole ceremony where the Kohen Gadol would come in and then the assistant Kohen would hand him the Sefer Torah, he would hand him the Sefer Torah, a whole ceremony for the beautification or the Hiddur of Torah. And eventually the Kohen Gadol would get it, the Kore Achremos, he would read the Mishnah Samaches on Beis and Yuma, he would read the Achremos, which is by us the laning for Yom Kippur morning, the description in the Torah of the Avodas Hayom. And also the Ach Be'Osor, you also read Ach Be'Osor, which is in Parshas Emor, which is very close to Parshas Achremos. And then the Goel Sefer Torah, Menich B'Cheiko, and then he would close the Sefer Torah and hold on to it. And the Omer Yosef Masha Korosif Nechem Kosuv Kan. Okay, there's more in here than what I just read. Right? The Torah is not limited to this. And the Gemara will explain what that is. And then he would then say, Uve Osor Shebechumash HaPekudim, the psukim that begin of Va'asa L'Yoma L'Chodesh Hazeh, which is the maftir from Parshas Pinchas, that's in Chumash HaPekudim. Chumash HaPekudim is the nickname that Chazal used for Sefer B'Midbar. That, Kore Alpeh, that he would say by heart. Because to roll the Sefer Torah all the way from Parshas Emor to Parshas Pinchas takes time. That'd be a Tircha Tzibura, and therefore that part he said Alpeh. That's the Gemara Yuma, the Mishnah, the Yuma Daf Samech Ches Amud Beis. So the Gemara later on, Daf Ayin, the Gemara says, Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, the top of the page, the Gemara says, V'chol kach lama sholo hotzi lazal Sefer Torah. He would make this whole presentation. Nobody should think that the Sefer Torah is a Sefer Torah apostle. And that's why he had to make that declaration that there's more in here than what's written here, more than what I read. Rashi says, sholo hotzi lazal Sefer Torah, kishiroin osa kora parasha shlis alpe, yusurim she Sefer Torah, chaser osa parasha. Why would he make that point? Because he would think, you know why he's saying that part balpe? Because maybe the Sefer Torah doesn't have it. He's reading it for heart, the apostle Sefer Torah, so people think, oh, they took out apostle Sefer Torah, and there's a problem, but they don't want to make a fuss about it, so he's saying it balpe. So therefore he would make the declaration, everything's in there. And Rashi, the Gemara then asks, what's the big deal? Roll it and read it. Why shouldn't he roll it to Parshas Pinchas? You don't roll the Sefer Torah, Mipnei Kvod Tzibur, because it's a Terchem Tzibur for the honor of the Tzibur. That everyone has to hang around and be quiet and so on, so tumult, so we don't roll the Sefer Torah, so he says it by heart. So there we see, yeah, from one parsha to another, right. So therefore we see from this Gemara and Yuma that there are obviously circumstances under which it is permissible to read Psukim by heart. The Kohen Gadol did it in Yom Kippur. So even though the Gemara and Gittin says, Dorim Shebichsav, Iyat Torah Shalom Malpeh, the things which are written in the Torah, you're not supposed to say by heart, we see here from the Mishnah of the Gemara and Yuma, that in fact, at least on that particular occasion, in fact, stuff from the Torah, and it was a din in Kriyas HaTorah per se, it was read outside. So let's look to begin with. So that's what we're going to see. Let's see. I can only come to that. But first, let's try and understand what's the reason. Why should there be such a din? Dorim Shebichsav, Iyat Torah Shalom Malpeh, why should there be such a din? So there are a whole bunch of different reasons suggested, which only indicates that it's not as clear as you might like it to be. So some Rishonim, I apologize that there's some circumstances, I wasn't able to get all this farm together, but the Ravan in one of his Chuvas and Simon Membeis, the Kolbo and Simon Gimel, and I have to meet the Radvaz in one of his Chuvas. This is the Radvaz in the Chelek Dalad, Simon Kuf Lamed Hey. Overall, it's a Simon Elef Reish Hey. He was asked as follows. Sha'altosh mimenish odiach odaiti ba'osam shakarin ha'parish ba'alpeh b'shoah shakar shetzibnish no osam shmendorah shabasav yatar shomar ma'alpeh. Certain people, they'll read along or they'll say along with the chazan sometimes ba'alpeh. I don't know exactly what he's referring to, but maybe like we do on a Tanis Tzibur where we say certain things ba'alpeh. Some people say it out of the Chumash, but there's certain lines we say out loud or whatever it is that a problem? So he says, Tshuva, ani nizer b'zeh. Okay, I don't do it. I listen and I'm quiet. Abo eini moneas acherim. Levisha amru b'Yerushalmi, the dafka b'kore b'torah, shema yomru chosam yisham. Ovenir dem lo shaychi haitama. I'm only concerned when somebody is leaning from a Sefer Torah, he starts suddenly to say certain parts by heart, it's going to mislead the tzibur into thinking maybe that the part's not written in the Torah. And therefore, it'll be as we saw in the Gemara. I just read that Gemara that it's motzi laz on the Sefer Torah. In other words, the issue with reading psukim baal peh, according to the Ravan as a Rishon, and according to the Kolbo is also late Rishon of Advaz, that based on that Gemara Yumadaf Ayin, that if you read certain things baal peh, the people will think that there's something missing, there's something wrong with that Sefer Torah, and therefore it's in effect the whole din. It looks like from this is designed to, in effect, protect the dignity or the covet of the Sefer Torah. Don't you think there's something wrong with the Sefer Torah? And it's really nothing more than that. And that's what the Radvaz is hinting at. Whatever that reason is in Shayach, if a guy is sitting, he's not reading out of a Sefer Torah, he just says Psukim Baal Peh, no big deal. Nobody's going to be motzi laz in the Sefer Torah because of that. That's the tshuva which the Radvaz presents. Others have a different reason. The Tosus written Megillah and Daf Yud Zayin, and I forgot what the Maharshon Shabbos says, and others, there's a long tshuva from the Chavos Yor and Siman Kuf Ayin Hey on this subject. They all present a slightly different reason, namely that if you start saying Psukim Baal Peh, it's only natural that you might make a mistake. If you're saying things by heart, people get mixed up, and especially certain Psukim have similar words, similar phraseology, and if you start it, you're not going to read it. So you'll butcher up the pasuk. As plain as that, it's just a lack of respect for Torah. The person's going to say a pasuk, even a person with a very good memory, but still, we all get mixed up sometimes. So this group of, again, the Tosfos readers are Rishon, the Maharsho, the Chavos Yor, or Achronim, but they all say more or less the same thing. And again, I apologize, I don't have a little swam in front of me to read them like I usually do, but in any event, they're saying that it's a din in simply accuracy, I guess would be the right word. You want to quote something from the Torah, then read it out of the text. Don't start saying it by heart. You'll end up saying it wrong, and it could mislead somebody. I'll hear something. Sometimes I have a whole drasha based on a mistaken word or a mistaken presentation. So it's basically designed to prevent to preserve accuracy. Absolutely. And that's it's in the Chavos Yor has a tshuva about it. Some Kuf Ayin Hey, he mentions this. The Tosfos Rid is the Rishon. The Tosfos Rid is in Megillah Daf Yud Zayin. There, the Sugin Megillah Daf Yud Zayin is talking about reading from the Megillah Esther. That's can you read Pesukim? We discussed in our shul, another place. I'm sure they announced that if you miss, I was announced before Megillah reading, that if you miss a word or two, let's say, so you get, you know, you, sometimes, especially the women, they get distracted with the little kids or with the homing, people get mixed up, so it's okay, you don't have to hear the whole Megillah again, just catch up. If it doesn't happen, more than half the Megillah, and the first and last pasuk, okay, so somewhere in the middle of the Megillah, you get to fall behind, so say it out of your chumash, you know, or say Baal Peh, if you know Baal Peh, catch up to the Shliach Tzibur. That's okay. So that's how it comes up over there. So that's where the Tosfos read is in Megillah Daf Yitzayin. And this other group say that basically it's, but if you're going to be in the habit of saying everything Baal Peh, so then it could be you'll misquote and you'll misrepresent what the pasuk says. So it's basically a matter of preserving the integrity of the accuracy of the psukim. Maybe it wouldn't matter. Right, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see. Okay. The Sefer Yireim in Simrei Samaches says that it's kind of a historical reason, but as we know, there are plenty of people even today who challenge what's written in the Torah and say, well, you know, this was altered, this came from a different generation, this came from here, and so on. So if something is not read out of the Torah, some will think, oh, that's all the rabbis made that up. You don't read it out of the actual text, even if you do read it out of text. Sometimes people say that, but Kal vachomer, you don't read it out of the text. The Yireim says, so they're gonna, people are gonna think, ah, this guy, he says he's quoting a pasuk, but it's not really in the Torah. This is something that the rabbis made up, and we're not bound by it. So that's the Yireim's concern that if people say Bahar is not written, so Amei Haaretz will say that the Chachamim kind of fabricated this altogether. And in a different vein, the Ritva on this Sugin Gittin, which I had on my table, I forgot to bring, I'm sorry, just a little discombobulated this evening, but the Chiddush HaRitva on the Sugin Gittin that we started with mentions something else. The Chiddush HaRitva says that, as we know, in the Torah Shebichsav, there are many what we call Kri and Ksiv, right? There are certain words that are read one way, but they're written a different way, and we have drushes and halachas that are learned from the way things are sometimes written as opposed to how they're pronounced, Kri and Ksiv. Well, if you're saying it Baal Peh, so that's totally lost, right? You won't be able to communicate that if you're saying Baal Peh. In other words, the Ritva says that if you don't, you'll lose that possibility of Kri and Ksiv and of drushes that are learned from that. I mean, that it's not just time to know a Kri and Ksiv. Sometimes the Gemara learns out from the Yeshem Lemikre, Yeshem Masor, it's all kinds of limudim that come from that. So if you're not reading Mitoch HaKsav, so you'll lose that whole opportunity to study in that way. Again, that sort of similarly relates to the accuracy issue. If you're not reading Mitoch HaKsav, then you don't know exactly what the text says, so it'll lead to confusion in terms of learning. So these are reasons that are given. The Maharal Prague has a more philosophical reason, Kedarko, and the Sefer Tiferes Yisroel, which I happen to be learning this particular chapter for some other reason, but in Parak Samaches, he has a whole explanation of both sides of this issue, why the written Torah is not supposed to be said Baal Peh, why the Torah Baal Peh should be written, and he says, I'll be, you know, in philosophy, that there's a certain shlemus, the Torah Shebichsav, because the old question is, why isn't everything written down? Why isn't the Torah Baal Peh written down? Why only certain parts of Torah Shebichsav? It would seem that certain dinim in the Torah are given a lot of attention to Torah Shebichsav, other major dinim left to completely the Torah Baal Peh, and it's a good subject. Those who are interested, it's in the Sefer Tiferes, all the last two chapters, the second to last two chapters, Samaches and Samachtes, in the Tiferes Yisrael and Maharal, and he discussed this issue, and he had several different approaches for both. But basically, one of his approaches is that there's a reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said certain things b'chsav and certain things were left to Torah Baal Peh, and together it forms the shlemus. And if you tamper with that, so you're sort of tampering with the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu structured the things. It's kind of from a philosophical point of view. So that's the background, that's the reason behind this. But as Yanki asked before, there's an interesting question: do we consider this to be a din d'oraisa or not? I mean, the Gemara learns it out from the pasuk in our sedra, right? And the pasuk says k'sav l'chos ha'dvar ma'ila, and the Gemara says in Gittin Daf Samech that from there we learn the Rosh Hashanah iyatar shayla omron Baal Peh. So that sounds like, I mean, it's a drasha of a pasuk, so maybe it should be a din d'oraisa. And indeed, the Chasam Sofer in his commentary to Gittin Daf Mem Hei, which I didn't bring with me, but the Chuvus I brought with me, the Chasam Sofer is in Chelek Orach Chaim Simen Samech Ches, where he discussed this issue, and he appears to learn it's Shelo Lomar Baal Peh Dvarim Shebichsav Zehu Mikra Malei Dibar Kosev. It's a pasuk, and a simple reading of what the Chasam Sofer understands is the Mikra Malei, the Din D'Oraisa. He holds that this is possibly a prohibition Mida Oraisa, and he's not alone. The Sefer Charedim. The Sefer Charedim is an interesting Sefer. The Sefer Charedim, and it appears I didn't write down the location of the Sefer Charedim here, but the Sefer Charedim says He includes in Sefer Haredim is a Sefer where he goes through all the mitzvahs in the Torah. It's like a Sefer HaMitzvahs, but it's divided up in an interesting way. It's divided up by which part of the body do you use for this mitzvah. So this group of mitzvahs is done with your hand, like Nikilas Lulav. This is done with the mouth, Kishofa. This is done with it. That's how he divided up the mitzvahs. So the Sefer Haredim was Elazar Azkari, early Achron, really. Time. Okay, the 69 is right. So it's after Shomar, early Achron. So the Sefer Haredim has, we have a parish on Yerushalmi in Brochus from him, but it's a Sefer HaMitzvah, it's divine. Azkari. I'm sorry? Eliezer Azkari. I think Eliezer Azkari. Okay, so to say, I should have brought it, I didn't bring it with me, but I'll bring it, I'll show it to you. So Sefer Haredim, that's how he divides up all the mitzvahs in these categories, the things you do with your feet. Anyway, so he includes this among the mitzvahs al tlius meinayim. Dvarim shebichsav is, yes, Torah Shomar Mbappe, has to be seen with your eyes. You see from there, you also would seem to learn like the Chassam, he came before the Chassam Sofer, but the same Svara. Now there is an interesting in that sugi in Yuma that we mentioned before, on Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. So we have in Yuma printed on the bottom of the page, it's called the Tosus Yeshanim, okay, not Tosus Yeshanim, but Tosus Yeshanim, right? The older Tosus, older collection of the Tosus. There of Asav Shulchan Shavkunu Kor Al Peh. So Tosus Yeshanim asked the question: how could the Kohen Gadol read Bal Peh? Asked the Tosus Yeshanim, "V'hod Domer Begitin Dvorim Shvitzav Yatoy Shalom Bal Peh." Right, our kasha. How did this one go? You want to ask this question? No, not unless I missed it. I don't think so. Okay, the Gemara just says, "They cover the tzibur." We do it, but it doesn't say why.
It doesn't say what the problem was. When you went to
the... Right, exactly. So, but the Tosafot Shonim raised the kasha. What about the steer at the Gemara getting up Sana? So he says, "Omer Rebbe, the mitzvah in Amuv Chorhu lekros also shemiksav." He already hold it's not a doraisa. It's a mitzvah in Amuv Chor. You know, it's the right thing to do. That's why cover, because a little hard to say, it's a bigger chiddush to say, if you hold it's mamash din doraisa, so how did the Kohen Gadol, I mean, just because of the concern of kvod tzibur, that we should push aside the doraisa? Okay, you could say that, yesh koach be'al chachamim, we can push aside the doraisa, but it's a bigger chiddush. The Tosafot Yeshanim doesn't seem to go there. Tosafot Yeshanim, the whole thing is more in a category you can apply, some of the reasons we mentioned before. It's for cover to the Sefer Torah, it's for accuracy in learning. Okay, so those are important things, but the Kavod HaTzibur can beat that out, quote unquote. So the Lashon of Tosafot Yeshanim is that, again, he uses the Lashon Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar, meaning it's not such a, such a powerful type of Isser. And it's interesting, based upon that, the Mishnah Brura, we'll see the Shulchan Aruch shortly, but these dinim are discussed in the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim Siman Mem Tes, because he's talking about saying Kriya Shema Baal Peh. So the Mishnah Brura writes in Siman Mem Tes, if Kotten Gimel, Mishadoresh Barabin, a Rav was giving a public shir, the Harbe Psukim Shabbatoi, keeps quoting Psukim in the Torah to teach. I guess at one time Rabbanim used to teach the Pesukim in the Torah. So it says, "V'kosho l'chapes b'chol shor b'chumish." So every time he's going to quote a pasuk, let's say he's talking Hilchos Pesach now. It's now within 30 days of Pesach. So he wants to say, some pasuk about eating matzah. Now I got to find the chumish and parshas both. Then he's going to say something about Yisro Chumash. Turn here, huh? What's that? We heard that. Yeah, that's a different problem. But let's assume even Muhammad, that's what Mishabur says, it's going to be until he flips around and finds. So he says, "V'kosho l'chapes b'chol shor b'chum b'nekvod tzibur." Efshe sheyesh l'hakel. Mishabur says, in such a case, it's efshe sheyesh l'hakel. Then he says, "Ayin b'yuma daf ayin b'toz yishonim diron zav osa b'teretz rishon." Okay, so he says, look at what I just told you, that teretz that the toz yishonim there gives. Sounds like for this, just like from the Kohen Gadol, Mishum Tircha de Tzibura, they waved the Yisro Zoram Shemich Sam. So the same is true over here, that for the Darshanim who are giving the Shir will be the same kind of an approach. Possibly that's how the Mishnah Brura says. Others are clear. The Brikka Yosef, the Chidor, has a long essay also in Sun Memtes of Cotton Bays. He says he actually stop it, gives the rice to Abban, and he brings Kedarko, deus on both sides. It certainly seems to lean more towards the fact that it's the Rabbanon. It's interesting. There's a sefer called Ara de Rabbanon, which I have at home. Ara de Rabbanon, O Skuf Samach Bey. The commentary on the bottom of Ara de Rabbanon is called Afad Ara. Right? But anyway, so the Ara de Rabbanon says the following. He'll mention the following nafkamina. who cares if it's the rise of the Rabbanon? So in general, you know, it's good to know, but he says, if it's the Rabbanon, you can, it's easier to say that, right? Right, that's what I said, it's a bigger Chiddush. Yeah, right, right, it's a, those are ones, Safek, and so he holds like this, there's another Nafkamina here. We have a principle, I don't want to go into detail now, it really appears in the Gemara in the beginning of Masechus Tmura, Avdalin, the famous sugya, when something, the Torah asks us something, a person does it anyway, does that work or not? This is called Yavid Mahani or Yavid Lo Mahani. Okay, if I did something, Yavid, if I did it, does it count or not? And it comes up in many areas, there's a lot of, maybe one time we'll talk about it, I remember once I gave a cheer about it, let's say you're not allowed to do a transaction on Shabbos. And let's say I did it, does it stand or does it not stand? I violated Shabbos. And that's just a different example, because there you could say the transaction is not essential to Shabbos. And where do we say that if you're Mekadesh woman, you're not allowed to. Does it count? Does it not count? It comes up in many different areas. So generally we assume on a Deraisa Yavid Lo Mahani. So the Arad Rabbanan suggests, maybe that's enough Kamina here. Let's say a guy read, and by the way, this comes up, I think, those who've had boys who become bar mitzvah, you know, sometimes you have to remind the bar mitzvah, by the time they come to the bar mitzvah, they know the whole sedra by heart. Not only they know all the sedra, the brothers and the sisters in the house also know the whole sedra by heart. Right? Everybody knows. So the boy gets up to lane, and half the time, yesterday, Friday morning, I was davening Right, that's for that reason, yeah. I was just yesterday in B'nai Assurance, I was davening in the 7 o'clock, which davenings in the... old main, what they call the old main, and there was somebody in the new main who was practicing with his son. Either it was a son or a student for bar mitzvah lesson, and I had to get something from in there, so I went in there, and the boy, I saw, he was watching me. He's the teacher, or the father, I'm not sure, was standing looking at the Chumash. The boy was leaning out of the Torah, but I saw his eyes. He's reading on and on. He's watching me the whole time. He wasn't looking to say the title. He watched me as I walked out of the room. You know? So I didn't say anything. None of my want to mix in. But the fact is that's for practice, it's one thing. But on Shabbat, that's exactly why they encourage all the boys to use a pointer. So really, the question is here, if we're dealing with an Issa D'Oraisa, that's what the Rabbanan suggests. If we're dealing with an Issa D'Oraisa, and we say, Yavid Lo Mahani, then perhaps if someone would read Baal Peh, you wouldn't be able to emote to the tzibur with that. Whereas in Rabbanan, we usually say Yavid Mahani. Even if you did it, it's only the Rabbanan. So if you did it anyway, you'd be motzi. So that's this nafkamina, perhaps, suggested by the Arad Rabbanan. There's an interesting sefer, which I think I did bring, the Chikrei Lev. Chikrei Lev was a Sfardish Gadol of Yosef Hazan. So here it's 12 volumes of Tshuvas, and the Tshuvas are quote a lot. So anyway, in Orach Chaim Siman Yud Beis, he has an essay about this subject. So he basically dismisses it as, it's more an issue of, he says, Isser va'onash lekha, there's no real Isser. It's telling you the proper way, the Chikrei Lev's taina is that even if it's a din d'oraisa, even if you hold Dvarim Shebichsav, Iya Torah Shom is a din d'oraisa, it doesn't mean that there's an Isser. It means it's not the proper way to learn. It's not the proper way to sort of transmit the Torah. And I was thinking, and I don't think he mentions this, but I have to look again. But it's interesting that Rashi on the Gemara we started with, what I put it, the Gemara we started with in Gittin, if you look in Rashi, Daf Samech Amud Beis, on this sugya, this is what Rashi says on the words, Dvarim Shebaal Peh, Dvarim. She'amarti lecho b'ksav, iya Torah shoy lemosrom liyisrael alpeh. That's Rashi's lashon. Iya Torah shoy lemosrom liyisrael alpeh. Sounds almost like it's a din in teaching. It's a din in instructing. So I don't know. I mean, it's just something to pay some attention to. The Chikrei Lev, in effect, rejects this lumbus of the Arad Rabbanan. Now, having said all this, whether it's the rise of the Rabbanan, so we discussed what is the rise of the Rabbanan, and we discussed a number of 6 or 7 different reasons behind it, but there's a very, very basic question, because I think if we all think about it, we'd all be forced to admit that there are occasions, probably on a fairly regular basis, where all of us here do say psukim by heart. If it's only the Rabbanan, it's still the Rabbanan, and certainly it's the rise. So luckily, we're not the first ones to have confronted this problem. Tosus and Tmura, huh? Oh, that's exactly. So let's see. So the Tosus and Tmura raises this question on Daf Yud Dalad Amud Beis. Interesting why the Tosis one would expect it to appear in Gittin today, but for some reason it doesn't. It's in Tmura Daf Yud Dalam Beis, where the Gemara also says, Dvarim Shebichsav Iyatar Yisholom Alpeh. Ask Tosis. Vim Tomar Heichi Kamrinan Mizmorim Alpeh. How do we say, you know, Tehillim and Ashrei and, you know, things like that, Alpeh, which all of us do, which obviously was kind of standard in the days of Tosis as well. So Tosis answers one. V'yesh Lomar De'ein Lahakrid Rak Mashach Kosov B'chumash. What does it mean, Dvarim Shebichsav? What about Navi? What about Ksuvim? Because let's understand, the pasuk we started with in this morning's laning is obviously talking about Dvarim of the Torah. Because Baruch was talking to Moshe about things in the Torah. Yeah? So, and indeed, there are certain authorities, including the Tur, who discuss that, whether it's a din, you know, whether it applies to Nevi'im and Ksuvim and so on also. But according to this Tosus, this first Teretz of Tosus, not a problem, because Dvarim Shebichsav is only things which are in the Chumash and not the things which are in Nevi'im and Aksuvim and all the Mizmorim and everything else, the Tehillim and Asher, everything else is in Ksuvim. Now the Tosus says, Omnam, Kasha Hechi Karina Bayosha, or Kriyashma. Many of us say Kriyashma Bahart and Bayosha and Oz Yoshir, you know, at the end of Tzukah. There's never many people say Bahart, so what's going on? So Tosus answers, V'yeish lomar de'ein lahakpid ela b'dover shemotzi acherimi de'chovosam. This whole kedah, this whole limud is only on things which you're motzi other people. Okay, when you're motzi somebody else, then that's when the issue is in place. Something like Kriyas HaTorah, Kriyas HaMegillah, if you include Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Okay, interesting question. Yeah, very interesting question. What about Kiddush Friday night, Vayechulos? According to this approach, it would be a problem. To say the Kiddush, right? Who is from the Torah? But as far as, and you're being motzi somebody else. They make that horror. I may come back to that. They make it horror. But in any event, this is the teretz that the Tosus gives, over there. That's Tosus and Tamura. So those two answers to Tosus and Tamura, either it doesn't apply to Nevi'im and Ksuvim, which may be true, but it doesn't help us with Kriyashma. So it's only a problem when you're being motzi somebody else in something like Kriyas HaTorah that the whole issue comes up. That's the Tosus and Tamura. The Tosus in Yuma that I started before goes weiter. That's Yuma again, Ayin Amad Aleph. Tosus, because he quotes the Rivah. The Rivah Piresh, the Omar Hoel, maybe so he says Sidur Shalom. Something which is part of the Sidur Shalom, something which is just the Avodah Sayom, for whatever reason doesn't include. I don't know exactly what that means, but I don't go into that part now. I want to go to the next question. Ach Koshal Rebbe, Al Parshas Karbanos Sha'anu Omrim B'chol Yom Baal Peh, Bein Sidur Shalom. Okay, things from the davening, which also not, and I don't really mean, I don't know why he means not to do a shalom, but maybe it's not required to say it in the same way. It's not a mitzvah the same way. But the point is, he's asking about davening. So here he says, V'omer Rebbe, the hainu time ashen motzi rabbi lechavosam. Okay, he says the same answer, tosin tor, you're not being motzi anybody. Avo ha'im ha'ya, ho'ti rabbi lechavosam, ha'ya osir. Then it would be osir. Okay. Ay, v'im tomer halo, omer halel ba'alpeh. People say halal. In those days, the halal was a little different. The whole halal was sort of like what we do with hodu, where the chazan would say one thing and other people respond. Sometimes you look in Lulav HaGozel and Daflam and Ches, they would answer haluka after every pasuk or after every chapter in Tehillim and so on. So in effect, the chazan remotes the tzibur and halal. Now again, if we go back to the first answer in Tamur, so that's from Ksuvim, not from the Torah, is not a problem. But this Tosus doesn't seem to accept that. Okay. So he says, Yesh Lomar, Shekevon, She'eno Ela Divrei Shevach, Vehodoa Be'alma, Su Leka, Lamecha Shlomidi. How it means, but it's only Shevach and Hodoa, so it's okay to say it by heart. I have to figure out why that is, but that's what Tosus here says. It's not a problem because it's really only Divrei Shevach Vehodoa that Halal is. And then he brings a Raya. V'shem Harav Velezim Mitzvamati, that's the Iran. Sharmay Viraila appears every day on Parak Basu, the Tainis Gabbai Mamados, Beshachos Muslim, Zachavis Akneses, the Karbatar Kadesh, Karn Koshana Kula, or the Minacha Yachid Karsam Baal Peh. Okay? And it cannot be Motzi people and so on. So the Mamados were the people.
It's not like the Kiev of Kriyas Gilo or Kriyas October, where a Kiev to read it, to hear it, to
hearer.
Right, right.
Here is a halal, it's a different mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of saying shavah.
Yeah.
And therefore, even though I'm yotzei by hearing someone saying it,
it's different. So that's exactly the answer that some give, and that comes back to Kiddush. Okay, some want to say that exactly the point that kach, that was good for the takon of halal, was not to be motzi someone to read, but to have this responsive arrangement, and that's what some want to say by Kiddush. The whole recitation of Ayichulu was put in there as edus, right? That's why we stand. Those who stand for the first part of Kiddush, it's testimony. So it was Misukon, so almost to be said about that. In other words, it was self-instituted that way. So the same answer, same what you're saying, my halal, someone will give me an answer for that with regards to Kiddush as well. So those are some of the answers as to the, as to, we'll come, Joel, to your thing in a second, but that's not in Tosfos. But some Rishonim give all these are the terutzim, some of the popular terutzim, that you're not being motzi somebody else, and so on. However, The Mordechai and Gittin and the Tur and others quote, and that's really what appears in the Shulchan Aruch, is the following chiluk. Afal Gav, here is the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Sim Memtes Sifal. Afal Gav, the Kaimel and the Varm Shuch Savet Rom Rapeh, Kol Dovor Sherogil, the Shogur Fi HaKol, Kidon Kriyashma, Brechas Kohenim, Uparshis Tomid, Ukayotze Behen, Mutter. Anything which people are fluent, everybody knows Kriya Shema B'Har, everybody knows Ashrei B'Har, the things which are Shogur B'Fi, the people, things which are well known, okay? Well, I guess you should know Parsha Talmud, I guess is what he's saying. What's that? That's it, that's me, that's it.
He's saying it, I forgot
where. Oh, somewhere else you mean, in the Tshuva?
Yeah, in the Tshuva he said it. That's why a lot of inspired people like by heart because they didn't get louder.
Oh, because the chazan says the whole thing out loud. Yeah. I mean, that makes it more shogar b'fiv. Yeah, yeah. It's interesting. I was just discussing this morning. So, and that's a further discussion. What if it's shogar b'fiv? Some people, you have some. We have a.
Well, that's why.
It becomes everybody.
He's actually saying that. Uh-huh. That's why.
I didn't come across that.
Say loudly, so those people that don't know
can
are saying by mistake.
Right, I hear.
He says the fiat call.
Yeah, he says the fiat call. I don't know if we have a. The Barhatev, since you mentioned Barhatev, says Fiakol. Barhatev says im lo shogu fiakol afik was shogu b'fiv aser, but not everybody agrees to that, as I recall. Now, let's say I have a kid. We have a boch in our shul. We have a young fellow in our shul who was an expert in the Chidon HaTanach, so he knows half the Tanakh by heart. So it's shogar b'fiv, but the rest of us don't know it. So, but that's what the example that he gives: Kriya Shema Ratzchon and Parshat Tamid. So that's another.
Isn't it the Kriya Torah also shogar b'fiv? Otherwise, he wouldn't do the Kriya Torah because he's going to make a mistake.
Right. So that's a proof that it's for everybody. That's got to be everybody. Right. It's got to be shogar b'fiv everybody to be matir. But still, it depends which parts, though.
It's a different, yeah. Different thing over here.
Could be. Yeah.
The Iker, the Kriya Shema, everybody's a Kriya Shema, and everybody has to say it all the time. Kriya
Shema
is by very nature.
So now, what are you saying?
Well, I'm saying that the guy that is reading in the Torah has to be Shibu.
Practice, yeah. Right.
So maybe that's the
connection with the people. But not Shibu Rafid is something that's
naturally impossible.
Right.
That's where I see it.
I think so.
Who said the Shibu Rafid and not to be a Torah?
That's the Bahita. I'll see you now.
No, it says
if
it's befeed,
then that can be a call. It's also. Right, it's also. So who disagreed? I don't remember. I don't recall. I don't remember. I have to look. I think I once saw it. But that'd be a chiddush. Anyway, so that's another answer as to why, again, that comes from, that originates, I think, the Mordechai, the Ritzvah Anua mentions that. That's about the shogar b'fiv. What's interesting also is that other Rishonim say something that we apply in the other direction. The famous answer as to why the Mishnah of Dorsh Lapeh could eventually be written down was Eis Lasos Hashem Eferes Hoseho. That for many generations, Dorsh Lapeh Taka wasn't written down. Eventually, because of whatever confusions, whatever else, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi made the decision, you better write down the Torah Shabbat Peh, otherwise it's going to be totally forgotten. Eis Lasos Hashem. Sometimes you have to do something for Hashem, Hey Feiru Sorasech, even if it means sort of undoing something else in the Torah to prevent greater damage, so this is the lesser damage.
Maybe one mistake, because you rely on it too much.
Well, that's for another discussion, but that's what they quote for the Heter for Yehuda Nasi to write down the Mishnah and subsequently everything else that's written down. So some Rishonim apply the same, not really in the Gemara, but some Rishonim apply the same logic here. Okay, it just becomes impossible. A person can't always have a Sefer Torah with him. You can never quote a pasuk. You're not going to walk around with a, you know, even if you hold it applies, we're going to discuss that. What if it has to be a Sefer Torah? If they print it, people don't have Sarim on them all the time. It's just, it's not practical. Okay, and so therefore, that's what some Rishonim say. So the same Eslas Oso Hashem applies here as well. There are another couple of answers, and then we'll move to finish up. Another couple of answers. I'll read from the Mishnah Berurah here in Sukkot Nala. The Mishnah Berurah says it's an interesting question. What if you have a suma, a blind person? Can a blind person, let's say, get an aliyah or not? That's a good question. He's not going to be able to read along. So the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sukkot Nala here, suma mutar likros baal peh, mishum eis laso sashame therisar secha. What else is he supposed to do? Right, they can't. You're going to tell her, assume he can't have an aliyah. That's not so push. It's a very interesting question. First of all, it's an interesting question in general. Whether assume is chayav and mitzvahs altogether. That's a discussion. Now, even assume is chayav and mitzvahs here. How can he read it? So the Mishnah Berurah says the name of the Achronin, suma mutar likros baal peh, mishum eis laso sashem therisar secha. So again, the same svara. The Mishnah Berurah applies to this. Okay. Somebody's in a place who doesn't have a chumash, and he wants to learn, he wants to say over, he wants to say kriyashma, he wants to say halal, one of the guys davening somebody doesn't have a chumash or whatever is with him, so there's no choice. So whenever there's no choice, whenever there's no, there's nothing else to do, then we apply Eis Laso Hashem Eferis or Secha. In the next Sukkotan Beis, Mishnah Berurah quotes in that Radvaz, getting back to that Radvaz. So the Radvaz I read before, gave one answer, that he said he's not makbid on the people who read it. He says, Od ra'isi tam acher, the lo amrinan dvarm shemesav v'chulei, ela bizman shu kore kriya shalchiyu. Aval kriya zu eina shalchiyu, shekvar kore beis o shnai mikarech atar, b'chein b'psukim, shekvar kore b'tfilas lo amru. Aval pichan ani nizel afi pshat, he says, and it's something where you're not, where there's absolutely no chiyuv to say it as a kriya, and that really touches to the question of what is going on. We're saying, let's say psukim zimra. Is that really a din of kriya? Is it a din that there's a chiyuv of kriya? And one could posit, I think, even kriya shema, we call it kriya shema. Is it a din of kriya? I mean, we have to come. A person has to make the declaration of Shema. He has to have in mind that he's yotzei the mitzvah, kabbalas ol malchus shemayim, kabbalas ol mitzvahs, and has to be done through the medium of these psukim. But maybe that's not really called the chiyuv of kriya in the sense of kriya satorah. It has to be a public declaration. We had last week parsha zohar, the kriya of parsha zohar. That has to be something which is declared. And one could suggest that even kriya shema, I think, is more of a stretch, but certainly when it comes to psukah de zimra. Psukah de zimra, the idea, and that's really what maybe they were driving at in the Tosas there about halal. It's shevach takarish baruch. It's not the kriya that's important, it's the shevach. The kriya is just a means to an end, so to speak. Okay, it's a means to be mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in Mela, when it's not that kind of a kriya, then the whole thing doesn't apply. It really only applies to kriya. Again, I don't know about kriya shema. Kriya shema, I think we'd have to think further, because it's, first of all, we call it kriya shema. But even besides the fact that it's called, it's always the lashon is akore and korin and so on. Yeah.
That was the word kore.
Yeah.
In English, we often say when you read a book.
Right,
but
right.
In Mishnah,
it doesn't mean that.
Recite.
Yeah.
It's to say.
Right.
It doesn't apply a book except in certain circumstances.
Right. So that's the question, really. So what I'm saying, I don't know if that's what the Radvaz is.
Well, what you said. What is that?
Right. That's what I'm saying. So Kriya Shema would be a much bigger. I admit, Kriya Shema would be a much bigger stretch.
Okay. Yeah. The word Kriya sounds like
a certain thing. The Nusuf is the cause now. I know.
Say that.
Right, that's true. Yeah, I don't know. I have to admit that I didn't see this this particular approach presented. Even though there have been a Yonah in Brachas on Daf Hey, that have been quotes from Shlomo Nahar, another Rishon, that he says Kriya Shema. He says it the other way. He says when it comes to Kriya Shema, because it is a chova it's a recitation, the dafka for that reason it can be Baal Peh. It doesn't have to be, it's not a recitation from a text. See, that's what's driving me. I don't know if I'm tickling clearly. I don't know if I have it clearly in my own head. But when it's a recitation, that's not a recitation, a textual recitation. It's a recitation which is pushes towards another goal. Perhaps that's not what the answer is. When you're reading from the Chumash, you have to have Kriyas HaTorah. So Kriyas HaTorah, yes, it's Talmud Torah. You're reading from a text.
And the Kriyas HaTorah, you're just reciting.
You're using the word, exactly.
Words.
I think that's what Rabbeinu Yonah is driving at the English woman Ahar. I'm thinking maybe that's what Rabbaz is driving at the church. I don't have a riot for it. But I think
it would be a very limited din.
That it would be a very limited din. It would come down really to agreeing with that group of Rishonim, you know, instead of really when you're being motzi somebody in a Chovas HaTzibah, right? It would be a limited din. Otherwise we're stuck with the questions. Well, I mean, it's hard to imagine. That's what Tosin Tumas said. Well, every time we say Kriyashma Behart, we say Halabah, we say Mizmarim Behart, that we're violating. I think because there it's not Kriya from a text. You know, it has to be something. See, there was an issue again that
for the
what?
The
Islas also Shem. Maybe Tarshu Alpez also Tarsh Baal Peh would also, what are you saying? That it also should only be also to write it. Yeah, it's only also to write it when you have to, when it's a form of learning, but maybe it is. Yes. Yeah, very important point. That could be. That answer would work, the flip side. What David is alluding to is that the fact of the matter is we know that earlier people that Yehuda Nasi wrote down, they're called Megillah Sarim, these people had private notes that they used to take, and that was not a problem. It was really just the publicizing of it that was an issue. So maybe that requires requires further thought. Yeah.
If in whatever case we will have, that we must read Mitoch Ksav. Mm-hmm. So don't then we require a real Ksav on Klav.
So that's an interesting question.
Right. Read from Chumash would just be the same as.
Might be the same as Baal Peh. And also, just along those lines, the Kolbo in Simon Yud Gimel adds that it's also only an Isser when you read it with the trup and with the Kriyas HaTorah style. Now that doesn't help sometimes with Kriyas Shema because some people prefer, let's say, when we read the Ashrei, we're not saying with the trup. They don't know the trup of Tehillim exactly, and even the Tamei Mikra are different than Tehillim and Iyov and Mishra as they are from the rest of Tanakh. But in any event, Kolbo says the whole thing doesn't. When you do it with the Nigun, with the Tamei Mikra, that's the only time it's an issue. Anyway, Lemaisa, those are that kind of summarizes this issue. There is an Isser, perhaps even an Isser Nisser Doraisa, but nonetheless, there are many reasons to be Makel for the times that we are Makel. But it would seem that when you're reading in public, certainly at least that much, you're reading Kriyas HaTorah, the proper thing is certainly to read it inside the text of the Torah, and that's why the Bar Mitzvah boy should be encouraged to read inside, because there I think Lekulei Alma would have to be Mitoch HaKsav, and the Megillah also, up to half of it could be Baal Peh, but the real mitzvah is to read it to Mitoch HaKsav.
Okay.
Maybe, that's the Chikulei. The Chikulei says it like that. That's the Chikulei says it like that. Okay, I want to go to the
next week, actually, we're on?
Yes, the next